请,
Let's all turn to your Bible.
请大家翻开圣经读约翰福音十章十节。
And we'll turn to John chapter 10, verse 10.
打开之后，我们中英文一起来诵读神的话。
And after you have turned the page, we shall read both Chinese and English together.
一二三，请。
Begin.
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
I came
that they may
have life and have an abundance,
并且得的更丰盛。第二段的经文是在马太福音二十八章十九到二十节。
The second passage is in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19 to 20.
马太福音二十八章十九到二十节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20.
我们同样用中英文一起来诵读。
And we shall read it together.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，
奉
父子圣灵的名给他们施行。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。实在感谢主。
And truly thank the Lord.
每一次回来，我真是有回家的感觉。
And every time when I return, I feel like I'm returning home.
因为这里就是我属灵的家。
For this is my spiritual home.
我是吃东区教会的粮食来长大的。
And I grew up, using the nourishment provided by the ECCC.
在我要分享之前
，Before my sharing,
我首先要代表
，I would like to, on behalf.
柬埔寨恩典教会的众同工、众弟兄姊妹向各位请安。
Of our co-workers in Cambodia to say greet everyone here in peace.
谢谢你们在过往的八年里面一直支持我们在柬埔寨的宣教。
I greatly thank you for all of your support in the past 8 years.
没有你们的支持。
And without your support.
没有你们的祷告。
And without your prayers.
我们早已经算胆了。
And we would probably disband it a long time ago.
或者我们已经成为逃兵了。
And we probably would have
因着你们的祷告。
But because of your prayers,
使我们今天仍然在柬埔寨里面持守神给我们的托付。
We were able to still hold fast to the commands that our Lord had given us in Cambodia.
荣耀归给主。
May glory be unto our Lord.
可能有一些弟兄姊妹都不清楚柬埔寨是在哪一个的地方。
So probably some brothers and sisters may not know where Cambodia is.
我简单介绍一下柬埔寨的图片。
Let me introduce you briefly to a picture of Cambodia.
我为什么说题目是神所眷顾的土地
？So the reason why I give it the title of the land that God has kept in His mind is mindful of.
这一片的土地虽然是满了偶像。
So even though this land is filled with idols,
但是神非常爱这个国家。
Our God truly loved this country.
在柬埔寨有很多无名的宣教士在那里默默的宣教。
Because in Cambodia there are many, many missionaries, nameless missionaries who are just doing God's work in silence.
甚至有一些的宣教士。
So even there are some missionaries.
把他的性命。
Who have offered their life.
他们的家庭。
Their family.
都牺牲在这一片的土地里面。
We're all sacrificed on this land.
所以这一片的土地是神所眷顾的土地。
So this is the land that God is kept in His will.
柬埔寨的整个的地方，它的面积并不大。
So as a whole, the country of Cambodia is not that big.
它总面积是18,135公里。
So its total area is just a 181,000 square kilometers.
它的人口是1,400,000。
And its population is 14 million.
本地的华人的人口有70,000-80,000。
And Chinese descendants, there are about 700,000-800,000 Chinese descendants.
这个国家97%都是信佛教的。
So, 97% of the population believes are Buddhists.
他们说他们是佛教徒。
They say they are Buddhists.
其实他们连他们所拜的偶像什么名字都不知道。
But in reality, they don't even know the name of the idols that they're worshiping.
这个国家的基督徒
So in this country, the population, the number of Christians,
只是占这个国家的0.3%人口。
It's only 0.3% of the entire population of the country.
所以这个国家在过去30年以内,
so this country in the past 3 decades,
它经历了30年的内战,
it experienced 3-decade-long civil war.
特别是在1975年到1979年,
especially during from the year 1975 to 1979,
在3年半的时间,
in these short 3.5 years,
他们就杀了170万的人口,
and they killed 1.7 million people.
如果刚才你们去主义学的时候，你就会看到那个图片，他们杀这些柬埔寨的人口是用很残忍的手段来杀的。
And if you are Sunday school early on this morning, you'll see the pictures and you'll realize, hear the story about how the method that with which they kill people are so barbarous.
所以现在在金边仍然有一个的红高棉的杀人场。
And so today in
金边。
So in Khmer, there's still the remnants, the address of the execution place.
因着这一场的就是灾难,
and then at that disaster at the time.
所以给柬埔寨人的心里面，他们被恐惧和不安所充满.
And during that time, the Cambodian people were filled with fear.
他们很贫穷.
So they're really poor.
但是在拜偶像里面一点都不贫穷。
But however, in terms of worshiping their idols, they are not poor at all.
所以在那个国家里面，我们看到不是他们物质上的贫穷，乃是他们灵里面的贫穷。
So in this country, what we see is not their physical poorness, poverty, but rather their spiritual poverty.
然而神没有丢弃这个国家。
Yet God has not forsaken this country.
他不断去打发他的工人去到柬埔寨来收割他的庄稼。
He continuously to send forth his servants to reap the harvest.
罗马书10章14到15节那里说，然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？因为没有奉差遣，怎能传道了？ 如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美！
And so in Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 15, it said that, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things.
信道是从听道开始。
So to believe starts with listening to the message.
听道是需要有人回应神的差遣，他才可以听到福音。
And those who want to hear it's because they have responded to God's commands.
如果没有人向他们传福音,
so if no one shared the gospel with them,
就没有人听到福音,
then no one will be able to hear the gospel.
没有人听到福音, 又怎么能够谈到信福音?
And if one hasn't heard of the gospel before, you can't even begin to talk about believing in the gospel.
信靠我们主耶稣基督。
So believing is to believe in our Lord.
所以传福音是件很重要的事情。
And so sharing the gospel is a very important thing.
这也是神 交托给教会的一个的托付。
And this is also a commandment God has given to the church.
就好像刚才我们所读的马太福音28章所告诉我们的。
And just as from the passage from Matthew chapter 28 that we just read,
我相信弟兄姊妹对这两节的经文一点都不陌生。
I believe that brothers and sisters are very familiar with these two passages.
但是我们如何的去执行神给我们的托付呢?
But how do we go and act out on God's commandment?
我们去到柬埔寨,
so when we went to Cambodia,
很真实地看到神爱世人,
and we could truly see how God loved the world. And God loved
神爱世人,
he truly loved the people of this
这个拜偶像的国家,
world. Even in this country that's worshipping idols,
因着他们听到福音,
and because they heard the gospel,
而生命被改变,
their life were changed.
约翰福音十章十节告诉我们。
So John chapter 10 verse 10 it tells us.
我来了是要照羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
今天我要分享的题目就是丰盛的生命。
So today the topic of my sharing is abundant life.
怎样才能够得到一个丰盛的生命呢？
So how do we receive an abundant life?
这丰盛生命要经历哪一些的阶段呢？
And what kind of phases does an abundant life need to go through?
我今天从四个方面来与弟兄姊妹来思想。
So I would like to share with you from four aspects.
第一个阶段。
So in the initial stage, initial
phase. 初期阶段。
So this is the initial stage.
第二阶段。
The second stage
是成长的阶段。
It's a stage of growth.
第三阶段。
And then the third stage
是奉献的阶段。
It's a stage of offering.
第四阶段。
And then the fourth stage
是个蒙福的阶段。
Is the stage of blessings.
我们先看第一阶段。
So let's take a look at the first phase.
初期阶段。
So the initial phase.
马太福音二十八章十九节那里说。
And so Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 says,
主耶稣对门徒说,
So our Lord Jesus said to his
disciples, 所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
去是要主动的。
So the verb act, go, it's an act.
去需要主动的。
It is, you need to be proactive.
不是被动的。
It's not reactive.
作为一个宣教士,
And as a missionary,
你要主动地进到人群里面去。
And you need to actively go into the crowd, go into the people.
而不是坐在那里等着人喊救命。
It's not to sit there passively and waiting somebody to call for help.
所以当我们去到柬埔寨的时候。
And so when we went to Cambodia,
我们第一个时间。
The very first thing that we did,
我们就进到柬埔寨的家庭里面去。
We went into the homes and families in Cambodia.
当我们接触他们的时候。
And when we were getting to know them,
我们看到的是他们那种没有盼望的眼神。
We saw this hopeless, hopeless in their eyes.
这个忧愁的妇人。
And this woman who's really low and feeling
down. 她为什么这么的忧愁呢？
And why is she feeling so down?
下一幅图画。
Let's take a look at the next picture.
上一幅图画。上边还有一幅，这是他们家里唯一的财产。
So these are their only possession in their home.
他们不但是家从四壁。
Not only do they have nothing on their walls.
再下一幅图画。
Next picture.
她有一个瘫痪的丈夫。
She also has a husband who's bedridden.
当我们去到这个家庭的时候。
And so when we went to this family.
我们与她建立一个关系。
So we established this relationship.
我们向她传福音。
So we shared the gospel with them.
我还记得就在你们当中讲过，就是我们买一头猪，就是给这个家庭。
So I think I shared with you before that we also bought a pig and gave to this family.
因为我们传福音，我们不但是要顾及到他灵里面的需要，他们生活上的需要，我们也顾及到。
For as we share the gospel, not only do we need to be mindful of their spiritual needs, but also their practical daily life needs.
经过一段的时间的认识。
And so after a while, sometimes
跟他传福音。
And then sharing the gospel.
他们全家都相信耶稣。
The whole family become believers.
罗马书十章九节那里说。
So Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says.
你又口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from death, you will be saved.
他们信主之后，
so after they become believers,
他们享受的一段就是刚刚信主的那段亲密甜蜜的好日子。
And so they enjoy the initial wonderful days when you just first become a believer. And
他们也回来教会聚会。
And so they also come to church to worship.
他也邀请我们把他家里所有的偶像全部拆除。
And they also asked us to remove all the idols in their home.
因为我们去到每个家庭传福音信耶稣，下一步 把偶像拆除。
For that's how the process that we do when we go into each family, we share the gospel with them. When they believe, then we'll remove the get rid of the idols in their homes.
然后我们跟他们一起就是读神的话语。
And then we read together with them the word of God.
因为这个家庭他太贫穷了。
But because this family is just so poor.
他里面很多的荆棘压住他的心田。
And they have many this burden that's due to economic reasons.
所以过了一段时间。
So after a while.
教会不去的
they stop going to church.
团契也不参加了
and they stop gathering.
在家里的查经，他也不开始的
and they stop attending a fellowship.
他们只是停留在头脑里面相信
and so they stop at a stage of just believing in the Lord in their head.
不是心里面的相信
but not in their heart.
头里的相信跟心里的相信有一段的距离
so there is a gap between believing in the Lord in your head and
头里的相信是只是相信主耶稣是他的救主。
And so believing in the head, the knowledge in the head is just that they believe that Lord Jesus is their Lord.
心里的相信。
But however, believing it in the heart.
我们要相信主耶稣，他不但是我的救主，他也是我生命的主。
It means that you need to believe not only is the Lord Jesus our Savior, but also He's the Lord of our lives.
因着他们没有在正道上去追求。
But because they have not continued to pursue on the path of truth.
两年后，这个丈夫去世了。
2 years later, this husband passed away.
这个忧愁的妇人，忧愁的仍然忧愁。
And this sorrowful woman continued to be a sorrowful.
因为她没有把主权完全的交给主。
For she did not give her power, hand over her power completely to the Lord.
下一幅图画。
Next picture.
这个家庭。
So this family.
这也是我跟你们当中交通分享过的一个的家庭，有八个孩子。
So I have also shared with you in the past about this family. They have. Eight children.
我们也是进到他的家庭里面去传福音。
We also enter into their home.
他们也是相信了耶稣。
They also believe in Jesus.
我们也是帮他拆了偶像。
We also destroy the idols for them.
但拆了偶像之后
，But after we have destroyed their idols,
这个家庭受到周围的村里的人攻击逼迫。
But they were being persecuted by their neighbors and in their village.
但是他仍然持守信靠耶稣。
But they continue to hold on to their beliefs.
因为他很坚定地相信，他的儿女所信靠的神，他今天所信的神是唯一的神，也是帮助他们的神。
For they deeply hold fast to the belief that the God they believe in, the God that their children believe in, is a one and true living God and the one who will help them.
因着这一对的父母坚定地去信靠耶稣。
And because the parents are holding so fast to their beliefs,
他参加教会的祷告聚会。
And they attended church and attended prayer meetings.
主日学。
And attended Sunday school.
传福音。
And they spread the gospel.
关怀探访。
And to care for others.
到今天。
And today.
他八个孩子。
They have eight children.
两个儿子成为一个的传道人。
The two sons, one became a missionary.
另外那个女儿。刚刚成为我们一个同工的妻子。
And then the daughter you see there, she just became the wife of one of our co-workers.
他们结婚选在今年的3月16号。
So their wedding date is set on this year's March 16th of this year.
因为我是跟着孩子已经有8年时间，看着他们长大，我说你们不希望我参加你们婚礼吗
？And because I practically saw them growing up, because we spent 8 years with the family, and so I asked, "Do you not want me to attend your wedding?"
他说我想哦。
And they said, "Yes, we do wish you to."
我说你可不可以改一段时间，就改过其他时间，不要3月16号了。
Can you change can you change the wedding date so that it's not on March 16th?
他说不可以。
And they said, "We can't."
我说为什么
？And so I asked why.
他说老师，我叫什么名字
？And so she asked, "Teacher, what's my name?"
我说你叫阿庄啊。
So I said,
"约翰."
So your name's John.
然后我说怎么了？
And said, so what?
他说约翰福音3章16节，你没有读过这经吗
？So he asked John chapter 3 verse 16, have you not read this verse before?
所以我就要挑选这一节的这节经文，这一天我要结婚。
And so that's why we have chosen that particular.
我要在我家庭里面再宣告神爱世人。
So in my house, I want to proclaim that God loved the world.
这个爸爸。
So the father in the.
现在我们要建堂。
So now we need to build a church, a physical church building.
他把他一年里面八个月的工资奉献为教会建堂。
So he took 8 months worth of salary donated to the building of the construction of the building.
这些都不是人可以做到的。
So these are not things that normal man can do.
是圣灵在他们动了美善的工作。
It is the Holy Spirit that's doing this wonderful work in them.
使他们愿意把自己交在主的手上。
So that they're willingly hand themselves into over to God.
福音是普世的福音。
So gospel is one that covers all.
马太福音28章19节说。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 says,
使万民做我的门徒。
So go make disciple of all nations.
这里的万民是包括所有的人。
So this includes everyone.
不但是华人,
not just Chinese,
也包括其他族类的人,
but that also includes everyone else.
神爱世人,
God, for God so loved the world.
所以我们教会的宣教的策略,
so the object of our the strategy of our church spreading of the gospel,
是从华人到简人,
is to start with the Chinese population and then move over to
Cambodia.
Starting from city and then advance moving towards the villages. And going to places where no one has gone to before.
在柬埔寨有一个基督教的机构,
so in Cambodia, there's this Christian organization.
他们是有一个的计划叫 KM2021.
So they have this plan called KM2021.
他们希望2021年,
because it is their hope that in 2021,
柬埔寨每一个的村庄里面, 有一间学校, 有一个的教堂。
Their objective is that in 2021 that in every single village in Cambodia there will be a school and there will be a church building.
因为他们知道只有福音才能够真正帮助这个国家从贫穷当中能够拯救出来。
For they know that they truly believe that the gospel is the only way to help this country to escape out of poverty.
生命的成长不能常常停留在一个刚刚初期的阶段。
The growth of a life cannot continue to just stagnate and stay in a just a newborn phase.
有了初期阶段，我们就要生命要成长的。
So once you have experienced the initial stage, that we need to grow.
我们不可以长期丢着奶瓶的。
And we can't just keep on having our milk bottle.
一年刚刚出生的小孩丢着奶瓶，觉得很可爱。
So in the first year, newborns, they're holding their bottles very cute.
五年他原来吃奶瓶，那证明这个孩子就有问题了。
If 5 years later the child is still holding on to his milk bottle, something's wrong with that kid.
所以生命要成长。
So life needs to grow and mature.
第二阶段，成长的阶段。
So now it comes to the second phase, the phase of growth.
哥林多后书5章17节那里说,
So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says,
有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away, behold, new things have come.
一个新造的人必须是一个重生的人。
As a new created man, he's also a new man.
一个新造的人必须是一个重生的人。
And not only that, but he also needs to be a person who is reborn.
马太福音28章19节。
And Matthew chapter 28 verse 19.
乃说父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
施洗就是表示我们的属灵生命要重生。
And the symbology of baptism, it means that our life is about to be resurrected.
我们那个敬礼就是要向世人宣告，我们与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活的灵魂。
And we proclaim to the people of this world that we die with the Lord and bury with the Lord.
我们在那里宣告，我们是主的门徒。
And there we proclaim that we are disciples.
既然是主的门徒，我们就要接受门徒的训练。
And as a disciple, we shall receive the disciple training.
我还记得我1999年。
I still remember in 1999.
我去参加去三藩市参加那个西岸特会。
I went to attend the West Coast Conference in San Francisco.
我第一次去参加这样的聚会。
So that was my first experience attending such gatherings.
在那里我就认识了彭东平弟兄。
And it's in that conference I met our brother Jonathan Pan.
我就知道当时东区教会就有个门徒训练。
And so from that, I learned that ECCC has a disciple training course.
我就问弟兄，我说是不是你们那里有门徒训练？
So I asked him, is it true that you guys have this disciple training?
他说是。
So he responded, yes.
我说我要来。
So I said, I would like to attend.
他说你来我就教。
And so he said, if you come, I will teach.
我如果一个人呢？
I said, if it's just me.
你一个人来，我就教你一个人。
And so he said, if you're the only one who come, I will teach you, just you.
他真冒险。
So he took a lot of risk.
因为他都不知我的底事。
So he doesn't know my background.
我八九年信主的。
So I became a believer in 1989.
我九零年我就离开了主。
And in 1990, I left the Lord.
我跟我的姐姐抗战八年。
So I had this fight with my sister for 8 years.
我那时候是逼迫基督徒的。
So I was at the time I persecuted Christians.
那时候我姐姐她祷告的伴侣一看见我回家，她就看见我回家，她马上就要找走的了。
And so at the time, whenever my sister's prayer partner see me coming home, then they'll leave.
还有一个姊妹要打电话。叫梁丽，她打电话给我姐姐的时候，她每次打电话之前都先要祷告。她说千万不要是 Carol 接电话。
And so another sister, every time that she calls my sister, she would pray that I hope that it's not Carol who answers the phone.
因为我一接电话，我就会骂她。
Because whenever I pick up the phone, if it's her,
我认为基督徒这群都是太浪费时间的人，没什么用的。
Well, I feel like these Christians are just wasting time. They're useless.
所以我就跟我姐姐抗战八年。
So I had this fight with my sister for 8 years.
我不敢在我教会里面参加主日学。
So I didn't dare to attend a Sunday school in my church.
中国有一句话，此地不留爷，自有留爷处。这里不留我，我就走其他地方。
So there's a saying that if this place does not welcome me, there's all other doors that will open for me.
所以我就从温哥华来到西雅图来上课。
And so I went, I left Vancouver to attend class here in Seattle.
当时的弟兄姊妹如果仍然在的，他们很清楚的知道，当时的卢杰如姊妹是满了俗气的一个姊妹。
So for those brothers and sisters who are still here at around the time when I first came, they know that at the time when I came first, that they'll see me as someone who's really worldly.
但是她当时没有这个感觉的那个姊妹啊。
But there's a sister that didn't feel that way.
她觉得这是很美的。
That she would feel that this is
very beautiful.
And she would feel that this
is
very
successful.
So that she wears all these name brands clothing.
真是很感谢主。
But truly thank the Lord.
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲。
So oftentimes I share with brothers and sisters.
是神借着弟兄从马路边把我捡回来。
It's the Lord who uses our brothers to pick me up from the side of the road.
这么一个的破已经满了漏水的一个破桶，神都可以拿起来使用。
This leaky vessel is full of holes. Even then, in such state, God is willing to use.
我每次开车过来就是为了上一天的门徒训练课。
So every time I drove all the way down here, it's just for that one class one day, for a day.
那段时间是我最美好的时间。
So that was my most wonderful time.
我就是在那里阐述我生命里面那个时候读那个纪要真理16课。
So at that time I was reading the fundamental truth, the 16 classes.
就是在这真理的基础上，我就慢慢的成长。
And it's based on this foundation of truth that I slowly grow and mature.
我同样的领受这样的恩典。
And truly I've received the same blessing.
我也要流出这个恩典。
Also, therefore I want to have this blessing to flow out.
到今天。
So today,
我们在柬埔寨里面来训练门徒。
And so today in Cambodia, when we train disciples,
我真会抄查，也是用这个的模式去做的。
I would copy the same method that I
learned. 这是中国人最能干的事情 ，copy.
So this is probably the Chinese, a specialty of Chinese, which is copying stuff.
我同样跟弟兄姊妹讲。
So I say the same thing to the brothers and sisters.
有一个听，我就讲一个。
And if only one of you come, I will still talk to you.
有一个祷告，我就跟他一起祷告。
And if there's one of you who will start praying, I will pray with you.
有一个灵修，我就跟他一起灵修。
And if there's one who's doing devotion, I will do devotion with you.
因为神他真是太爱我了。
Because God truly loves you so much.
我领受这个恩典,
so for I've received this love, this blessing from Him, so there's no reason for me to hold it on to myself, but to also share it with others.
如果不流出去,
and if I do not share it with others,
那只是一个死海,
then it becomes a death sea.
死进不出,
only what goes in but does not come out.
慢慢现在死海里面, 水已经晚上沉了, 再过很多年就没有了。
So in the Death Sea, as you know, that the water levels start going down, and in a matter of years, it will probably all the water will be gone.
感谢主,
so thank the Lord.
在过去几年里面,
in the past few years,
在柬埔寨有一些的弟兄姊妹愿意起来学习做主的门徒。
And in Cambodia, in the past few years, there are many brothers and sisters who rose up and willing to become disciples.
我们除了就是与他们一起在生命里面经历我们的神，他是信实的神，他是慈爱的神。
So together we experience that experience of God and learn that He is the true God. He is someone who can rely on. This is a
我们也用在真理上来教导他们。
And we also teach them with truth.
生命的成长不可以缺少神的话语。
So the growth of a life cannot be apart from the Word of God.
如果只是我们礼拜天回来听听到，我们六天在世上生活，我们很难打这个属灵征战，必定失败。
So if we were only to on Sundays come in to listen to message, but then the rest of 6 days of the week we live in this world, then it's very hard to win this spiritual battle.
只有我们每一天来操练与主在一起。
So only we must train each and every day to be with the Lord.
所以我们就鼓励弟兄姊妹读圣经。
So we encourage brothers and sisters to read the Bible.
可能是很简单，我们都是很肤浅的弟兄姊妹，我们只是说一天读四章。
So it would be very simple, nothing very deep. So we just encourage them to read four chapters a day.
一天四章。
Four chapters a day.
然后呢，你慢慢读。
So you read it slowly.
过了一段时间。
And after some time.
你就可以很自然的让神的话语来充满你整个的思想。
And very naturally, then the Word of God will be able to fill your thoughts.
诗篇第一篇第二节说, 昼夜思想神的话语的那人便以为有福。
Psalm 1, verse 2, it says that the one who meditates upon the Word of God day and night is blessed.
我们要思想我们今天到底什么来充满我们的头脑。
We need to think about what occupies our mind now.
是神的话语来充满我们的头脑，还是世上的事情来充满我们的头脑？
Is it the word of God that's filling our heads, or things of this world that's what's filling?
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，我并不是说，哎呀，神的话充满我们头脑，我们就不吃不喝，不是的。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, let me make this clear that it's not to say that we just have the word of God fill our heads and then we want to become disciples and then we don't care about the rest of things such as eating and sleeping.
道成肉身。
So our Lord is the word become flesh.
我们也实实在在的来道成肉身。
So we also need to truly allow the word to become flesh.
实实在在的让神的话语来指引我们。
And to allow the word of God to guide us.
马太福音28章20节那里说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。So
Matthew 28 verse 20 says, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
作为主的门徒。So
as disciple,
我们不单是要听神的话,
not only do we need to hear God's words,
我们要遵循神的话去行,
but we also need to obey and act upon His words.
如果只是听不去行,
if we were just to hear but not act,
我们只是个假冒为善的人,
that we are but a sycophant.
我们听了行了,
but however, if we heard the word and we act upon the word,
我们才是实实在在是主耶稣的门徒,
then we are truly a Lord's disciples.
陈豪姊妹,
the sister Chen Hao.
她来到我们当中16岁。
So she came among us when she came to us when she was 16.
来到我们当中，她只做两个动作。
And when
点头, 摇头。
When she came to us, she only does two things. Either she nod her head or she shake her head.
不懂一句的华文。
She does not know a single Chinese.
我们每天早上5:30。 帮她查经。
So every single morning, 5:30 a.m., we help her study the Bible.
读华文的圣经。
To read Chinese Bible.
用华文来教他们，华文圣经教他们认识华文。
And we use Chinese Bible to teach the about Chinese to learn Chinese.
这个姊妹。
So this sister.
到现在。
Now.
她负责另外一个分堂里面的一个主要的同工。
So she's took on the responsibility of co-working with another person in a branch, I guess a branch of our.
她的恩赐是讲道。
So her gift is to share the message.
带领青年团契。
So she led the fellowship for 7 years.
福音布道。
And to help with the gospel.
她还可以煮一手很好的。柬埔寨菜。
And she also knows how to cook Cambodian food.
我们每一个的同工，男的女的，都会煮菜。
So every single one of our coworkers, whether man be a man or a woman, we all know how to.
所以你们来到我们当中，不用担心，保证你们肚子吃饱。
So if you come among us, I guarantee you will not go hungry.
下一个。
So next picture.
这个弟兄叫王简桥。
So this brother Wong.
他六岁来到我们当中。
So he came to us when he was 6 years old.
他神一直把他养到今天。
So the Lord had raised him until today.
他能够弹一手的钢琴。
So he knows how to play the piano.
我们有一个的学房的同学，宇翔，他就带青年人说简桥，他的敬拜是个灵里面的敬拜。
So we have a young person who was attending worship, and he shared with me that this brother wants worship is a worship from the heart.
他说，我领受神给我养育之恩，我领受这么多的恩典，我也要把这个恩典留给柬埔寨的孩子。
And so the brother shared that he once said that I have received such blessing from the Lord for raising me up, so I will leave these blessings and give out these blessings to the people of Cambodia.
他很有耐心，很有爱心。
So he's very patient and full of love.
以及有些弟兄姊妹怀疑他的性取向。
To a point that some brother and sister might question his sexual orientation.
女生的。
So.
这么像女生的
so it's because they said that you're so much like a girl.
他说不，我是男生，我可以大声说话的。
But he said no, I'm a boy and I could speak with a loud voice.
下一个。
So next picture.
王俊胜弟兄。
Our brother Wang Jun Sheng.
在刚才在主日学你们看到他的形象，又瘦又黑又没有信心的一个的弟兄。
And so if you see a picture from our study, Sunday study, you can see that he's a very skinny and very small in stature, and he also lack confidence.
他是一个单亲家庭长大的孩子。
So he grew up in a single family household.
他的爸爸很早就病逝。
So his father died from illness while he's still young.
他来到教会是因为那时候教会有语言学校。
He came to our church at the time because at the time we have a language school.
他为了省$3的学费。
In order, so he came because he wanted to save $3 worth of.
就来到我们当中参加我们的主日学。
So he came to our church to learn from Sunday school.
后来他信了主。
And then later when he became a believer.
他现在是学房的学生。
So he's now a student of the academy.
一个柬埔寨的一个的华人竟然去读学房。
And so he is a Chinese descendant, a Cambodian Chinese, Chinese descendant in Cambodia, he is studying in the Academy of Christ, Academy of Christ.
他不懂得就是如何的去做好每一个功课，但是他对自己说，我要竭力的做好每一个的功课。
So even though he does not know how to do well in all the homework, but he told himself that he wants to strive to do well in all the homework.
他的心智就是要在学房里面所学到的用柬文来教导柬文的信徒。
And so it's his heart, the desire to take what he learned from the Academy of Christ and to teach the Cambodian people in using the Cambodian language.
他要立志，他整个的一生都要侍奉主。
And that he will that he will serve the Lord for the rest of his life.
他二已经二十几岁了，一直都没有女朋友。我就问他，你为什么不交女朋友啊？
And so he's in his 20s and he still doesn't have a girlfriend. So I asked him, why aren't you looking for a girlfriend?
他说我在等跟我同心的姊妹。
So he said, I'm waiting for a sister who has the same
我说你看我的脖子都很长了，等了这么久了，等了这么多年还没等到哎。
So I told him, look at my neck, how long it is. I've been waiting for all this many years, and I still haven't seen her wife.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当他专心去寻求神的时候
，But as he's totally devoted to seeking God,
神给他一个很漂亮的一个姊妹。
And God gave him a very beautiful sister.
她是一个可以弹琴打鼓敬拜的一个的姊妹。
So this sister, she could play the guitar, she could play the drums during the worship.
她也是一个神学生。
She's also she attends seminary.
不单如此，她的这个女生的爸爸是一个乡下的传道人。
But not only that, but her father is a missionary in the villages, in the urban.
他要就是他这个弟兄，他就立志让他的家庭以后都要世世代代侍奉耶和华的。
And this brother has swelled out for his family, his descendants, they all to worship the Lord, to serve the Lord.
生命成长的功课里面。
So in the lesson of your maturity of your life,
有很多的学习。
There are many places
有很多的操练。
Or things, there are many training opportunities.
用三言两语很难去把它描述出来。
It's hard to summarize them all up with just a few words.
感谢主，我们的训练是同吃同住同干活。
So praise the Lord that our training involves eating together, living together, and working together.
所以你发脾气呢，他知道的。
So if someone has a burst of anger,
你的脸色呢不是太好了，他也知道的。
Or if your face doesn't show if you're acting up, other people will also know.
很感谢主。
And but thank the Lord.
在这学习里面。
In these lessons,
我们有失败,
we have experienced failures,
我们有软弱,
we have experienced weaknesses,
但是我们去投靠神,
however, we rely upon the Lord.
神把我们带回到正道上来,
and He will bring us back to the correct path.
大家同心地奔走在这条道路上来,
and together we all run on this path.
因为弟兄姊妹都知道,
for brothers and sisters all know this.
柬埔寨的信徒要过一个真正的一个信徒很难很难。
For a Cambodian Christian to be able to live a true Christian life is very, very hard.
因为这是跟他们拜偶像所带来的咒诅是有关系的。
For this has all to do with the curse that's associated with the country worshipping idols.
让他们信不难。
So it's not hard for them to become believers.
让他们走一条十字架的道路真的很难。
But however, for them to walk the way of the cross is very hard.
但是难不等于我们不走。
But however, just because something is hard does not mean that we do not walk that path.
我们经常同工，我们在分享里面彼此勉励。
So among the co-workers, we oftentimes during our sharings we encourage one another.
我们不要求别人。
We do not ask this of others.
从我做起。
We start from ourselves.
以生命来影响生命。
Using our life to appreciate others.
因为教会就是神的家。
For the church is the house of God.
有爱才是家。
Only there's when it's filled with love, then it's a house.
有爱才是神的家。
And only when there's love, then that's a
house of God. 如果没有爱，做什么的事情都不是神所要的。
But without love, if it's without love, then no matter what you do, is not what God wanted.
真的是很感谢主。
Truly thank the Lord.
当我们每次遇到难处的时候
，Whenever we meet difficulties，
我们跪在神的面前来祷告。
We kneel before Him to pray.
让神来带领我们。
We pray for His guidance.
到生命成长一个阶段。
And then come to next phase in the growth of life.
我们就不但是要做主的门徒，我们要学习来侍奉神。
So not only do we need to learn to become His disciples, but we also want to serve Him.
我们要把自己完全的奉献给神。
We shall offer ourselves completely to Him.
彼得前书二章九节那里说。
So in First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 it says,
唯有你们是被拣选的族类, 是有君尊的祭司, 是圣洁的国度, 是属神的子民, 要召你们双阳, 那召你们出黑暗, 入奇妙, 光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light.
So
in all of our lives, He has His plans for each one of us.
因为我们每一个人都是神手上的工作。
For each one of us, our work in His hand.
在基督里面做成的,
is completed in Christ.
为什么今天我们要思想一下, 有一些弟兄姊妹, 为什么蒙神的祝福, 为什么我还是在原地的踏步呢?
We need to oftentimes think about why is it that some brothers and sisters are blessed by the Lord and that they grow and mature, but I am still standing on those same step that I was before.
这个答案只有你自己才明白。
This answer lies only within you.
我们是否真的是愿意把自己交在主的手上?
Are we truly willing to offer ourselves into the hands of the Lord?
我们是否真实地说, 主啊, 你是主的时候, 你就在我生命里面有绝对的主权?
And do we say, Lord, may you truly have the ruling authority in my life?
这不是一个空话,
this is not just a saying,
乃是一个实际。
But a reality.
只有我们实实在在地活在这话语里面去,
and only when we can truly live in these words,
你就可以看到神在沙漠里面开江河,
then you can see that God opening the rivers in a desert.
我这次来, 东区教会的时候,
so when I come to be with you in ACCC,
是沈清弟兄跟他的太太送我过来的。
There's our brother Shanqing and his wife who brought me over here.
当他们见到我的时候,
and when they saw me,
他们很高兴地抱着我。
They hugged me, gave me a great hug with joy.
为什么?
Why?
我当时去柬埔寨的时候, 他反对的。
Because when I went originally set out to go to Cambodia, he was against the idea.
他跟我的弟兄讲,
So he said to my husband,
我以医生专业的权柄跟你讲, Carol 绝对不可以去。
So I'm speaking to you from a doctor's point of perspective that Carol can't go to Cambodia.
因为我当时是得了癌症。
Because at the time I had cancer.
我得到乳腺癌。
I had breast cancer.
我当时里面淋巴里面有10条淋巴,9条已经是癌症。
So in my lymph nodes, nine of them contain the cancerous cells.
我做了8次的化疗。
I went through 8 chemotherapies.
30次的电疗。
And 30 times electrotherapy.
打了1年半的针。
And took shots for over a year and a half.
当, 2006年年底的时候,
and at the end of 2006,
我的姐姐说, 西港那里, 那个传道员, 他因甲状腺有问题, 要回去新加坡。
And my sister told me that there's a missionary from Singapore. I need to return back to Singapore because they had thyroid cancer.
我就跟她讲,
so I told her,
甲状腺我97年已经有了。
Thyroid cancer, I had that in 1997 already.
我还多一个癌症呢。And
plus I have a cancer as well.
我说两个月祷告, 看看神让不让我去了。
So I told her, let me pray for two months and see if God wants me to go.
我的姐姐她是军人。And
so my sister is from the army.
她喜欢下命令。
She like to give commands.
一个月的时间来就来,不来就算。
And so she said, I'll give you 1 month. If you come, that's great. If you don't, then that's fine.
感谢主我们,我跟我的弟兄都一同的在主的面前来祷告。
So thank the Lord that my husband and I, we all come before the Lord to pray.
我跟我的弟兄是在柬埔寨短宣里面认识。
So I met my husband during a short missionary trip to Cambodia.
然后我们在柬埔寨结婚。
And then we were married in Cambodia.
然后他去新加坡读跨文化宣教。
And so my husband went to Singapore to do missionary work as a cultural across culture.
然后来到温哥华。
And then he came to Vancouver.
从人的角度来看，就是一路一路走上好的。
So from the worldly perspective, it seems he's moving up in the world.
要一个急转弯回到柬埔寨。
But to ask him to make an immediate 180 degrees to go back to Cambodia.
从人的角度来看，不是我。
From the world's worldly person's perspective, it doesn't seem to be a good choice.
愿神许可，希望以后有时间讲他自己的见证，由他自己讲。
Lord's blessing, maybe with time, then we may have an opportunity in the future that for my brother, husband to share his story.
当时我为什么要去柬埔寨？
But the reason for why I chosen to go to Cambodia.
神是借着亚伯拉罕的一生。
So God used the life of Abraham.
安逸搬迁，安逸搬迁。
So where he settled down, moved again, settled down, moved again.
去到创世纪二十一章。
Until Genesis 20, chapter 21.
亚伯拉罕在别示巴里面栽了一棵随时柳树。
And in chapter 21, Abraham planted a tree.
为什么他在那里栽了一棵随时柳树呢
？And why did he planted that tree?
因为他已经得到应许之子以撒了。
For he had received the promised son.
他想安逸下来了。
So he wanted to settle down.
我在想，他想坐在那个摇椅，好好的把以撒养大，这多好啊
！So I imagine probably in his mind he must be thinking that he liked to sit in the rocking chair and just rock his newborn to sleep.
我也想安逸下来。
I too wish to.
但是二十二章第一节很清楚的告诉我们，在这事以后，神要试炼亚伯拉罕。
But however, in chapter 22, it clearly tells us that after that event, God wants to test Abraham.
神就借着这一段的经文来试炼我。
So God used this passage to also test me.
他问我。
So he asked me.
你可以像保罗一样不以性命为念吗
？Can you also be like Paul and not mind your own life?
我当时我真的哭。
So I wept at the time.
我对主说。
And I said,
主，我谢谢你。
I said, Lord, thank you.
你救了我。
You have saved me.
你医治了我。
You have cured me.
在我得癌症的时候，我三个月送走一个。
And during the time when I had cancer, during those 3 months, you already took away.
我一年送走四个癌症的朋友。
In 1 year, I said goodbye to four friends who also had cancer.
我这个命是你的。
So I said, my life, you have given me your life, my life.
你要拿去，你就拿去。
If you want to take it, go ahead.
但是我害怕。
But I'm afraid.
我担心。
And I have worries.
我不是怕死。
It's not that I'm afraid of death.
我是害怕癌症复发。
What I'm afraid of is the cancer coming back again.
我真的害怕再化疗了。
And I'm truly fearful of the chemotherapy.
但是我对主说。
However, I said to the Lord.
主啊。
Lord.
我愿意靠着你的恩典来胜过我的软弱。
But I want to rely upon your blessing to be useful to you.
所以当神心弟兄问我为什么去的时候。
So when that brother asked me why do I want to go?
我就把这个心意告诉他。
So I share with him this experience.
我说只能够像以谢特一样死就死吧。
So I said that all I could be, I could only be like Asa. I could only be like Esther. If it's my time, then it's my time to go.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们信靠的神，他是信实的神。
The Lord who we believe in is a trustworthy Lord.
他是一个体贴入微的神。
And he is so mindful of
人是这样看的。
So we see as man.
刚刚得癌症。
So that you just had cancer, experienced cancer.
啊，你在治疗。
And you just went.
去到柬埔寨里面。
And when you go to Cambodia.
医疗不好。
And you go there.
环境不好。
The medical technology is not that great, and the environment is not that great.
就是真的是没多大希望的。
So in a person such in your state, if you go to such a place, there's not much hope for you.
但是神是差遣的主。
However, our Lord is someone who sends people forward too.
我是07年2月19号做完最后一个的 treatment.
And so in 2007, February 19th, I finished my last treatment.
然后25号把最后那个 打针方便用的那好像一个 quarter 的一个东西，把它拆除出来。
And then on the 25th, I removed that little medical device that they placed in me in order to make it easier for injections.
同年的三月三号，我就出发去柬埔寨休假。
In that same year, March the 3rd, I went to Cambodia.
人家说，做了就是乳癌的，就是癌症病人做完手术之后没有淋巴，手会肿的。
And so other people say that for the cancer survivor patients, after their operation, after they remove their lymph nodes, that they would experience swelling.
脚是没有力的。
And then their legs would be without strength.
刚刚开始的时候真是这样。
Truly, when it first started, it's just like that.
我还记得我之前来这里讲到的时候，你们站起来，我先坐下来。
And I still remember when I first came to here to share the message that you all rose up and I had to remain seated.
但是过去八年里面。
But in the past 8 years.
我自己深深的感受到。
I truly have felt that.
我现在的身体，我现在的体能，比我八年前更加的好，更加的壮。
That I'm stronger and better, my physical body wise, than I was 8 years ago.
真是荣耀归给主。
So truly may glory be unto the Lord.
这个不是我能够做到的。
This is not something that I can do.
当我就把我自己完全交在主的手上。
So when I hand myself over to the Lord completely,
我信靠他有多少。
How much faith I have in him.
他就给我有多大的大能大力。
And he'll give me the corresponding amount of abilities.
有一个的来我们当中短宣的一年的一个的香港的姊妹。
And so there was this sister from Hong Kong who came to co-work with us for 1 year.
她说在这里在柬埔寨做一个月，等于她在香港做六个月的工作。
So she said that serving in Cambodia for 1 month is equivalent to the amount of work she does in Hong Kong for 6 months.
这些不是人的力量。
So these are not powers that come from man.
人的力量很容易耗尽。
For the power that comes, the strength that comes from humans.
人的力量很容易在那里埋怨。
Is human strength is very easy.
如果不是神与我们同工，神的大能大力来扶庇着我们。
If it wasn't for the mighty power of the Lord, helping us, sustaining us.
与主是同父一轭。
And to carry the same yoke as the Lord.
我们没有办法面对这么繁重的侍奉工作。
We won't have any strength to be able to handle this heavy workload.
实在是感谢主。
Truly thank the Lord.
在宣教里面。
So during the missionary work.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Your brothers and sisters.
并不是我为主做了什么伟大的事情。
It's not that I did anything great for the Lord.
神说有就有，命立就立。
It's the Lord that commanded things to become what it is to be.
他根本不需要我做什么。
He doesn't need me to do anything.
他需要我在侍奉里面，来借着侍奉，能够与他的性情有份。
But what he wants is that through serving together, that he wants me to have a part in his blessing.
慢慢的把我们生命里面的渣子除掉。
And to be able to know more about his personality, so that the flaws in my life could be slowly dealt with.
好让我们长大成人。
So that we can grow and mature.
所以我们不但是来到主耶稣的面前做主的门徒。
So not only do we come before our Lord Jesus to become his disciple.
我们也要去使万民做主的门徒。
But we also shall make disciples of all
nations. 这是神给我们的托付。
This is a commandment that our Lord gives us.
每一个蒙恩得救的信徒都应该承接这个的托付。
And this is a commandment that every single believer shall take on.
我们不是要你们去到柬埔寨。
So I'm not asking everyone to go to Cambodia.
在我们这个区域里面，
Even in your own local area,
我们看到这里有这么多的华人，
you see that there's so
有这么多的需要，
Chinese,
我们也不去发单张呢。
Have you gone and
我们有没有就是对拯救灵魂一个迫切的心呢？
Do we have this urge to save every single soul?
求主的爱来激励我们的心。
May the Lord's love encourage us.
让我们不但是做主的门徒。
So not only do we become His disciples.
我们要也要使万民做主的门徒。
But also make disciples of all nations.
当我们这样去走，这样去锻炼，这样成长的时候。
And so when we go forth and be trained like this, and we
我们就看到神的祝福。
And we can see God's blessing.
因为诗篇126篇第五节那里说。
For in Psalm 126 verse 5.
流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting.
我们看到神在我们当中行了启示，行了美事。
And so we can see among us that God has done amazing things, miraculous things, and also wonderful things.
有一个弟兄,
so there's this brother.
他是, 做生意的,
so he's a businessman.
他就是他做生意, 因为现在订单不好, 他的, 就是, 工厂准备倒闭的,
and so because the orders were dwindling, so his factory is about to shut down.
他仍然把他在主面前领受, 认的奉献, 在没有钱的情况下仍然把奉献拿出来。
And he continued to make offerings despite the fact that he himself is lacking income now.
还有一个在我们当中也是开制衣厂的。
And so there's another brother who's also had a textile factory.
看起来他是很酷的一个人。
From the outside, it seems that he's a very cool person.
不愿意跟人交通的。
He doesn't easily talk to other people.
当我们把福音传到他们工厂里面的时候,
however, when the gospel reached his factory,
我们坚持来关心他, 为他祷告,
we continue to pray for him, to look after him.
这个老板相信耶稣,
this person now become a believer.
这个冰山被福音所融化,
so this iceberg has been melted by the gospel.
他去做生意,
so he goes about doing his business.
跟人谈业务,
and so when he's talking, negotiating with others.
谈完业务之后,
and after he finished with that business, he himself go to share the gospel with other people.
所以他也把一些做老板的, 就是福音朋友带到我们当中。
So he would bring some gospel friends who are also owners of factories.
我们的神不但是行奇事的神。
So our God is a God who does miracles.
我们的神也是从无变有的神。
Our God is also a God who changed from who takes nothing and changes into something.
不是这幅图画, make into something. 下一个再下一幅图画再下这一幅地,
so this land, this vacant land,
就是在竹笋村的那个的地方, 竹笋村是离金边点堂21公里,
and so this is a village called a bamboo village, and it's this is where this place is.
在这个地方里面, 中间那个姊妹买了一大很大的一个一幅地来建工业园。
So the sister in the middle, she purchased a vacant lot in order to build an industrial park.
里面有10间的工厂,
there are 10 factories in the
park. 一个工厂里面最少有300个柬埔寨人, 20个中国人。
So there, each factory, there are at least 300 Cambodians and 20, and 20 Chinese.
他把这个工业园最好的一幅地奉献给教会建堂，再来传福音。
And so she offered up the best spot in that industrial park to the church so that the church could be built.
我们建这个堂4层楼,
so we built a four-story building.
大概不是这一个, 就是大概需要31万美元。
So the cost is about $310,000.
感谢主, 我们现在只是用了一年的时间, 筹了16万。
And thank the Lord that in the short, just 1 year, we have already gathered 160,000.
10,000
there's 10,000 that came from overseas.
150,000
came from local brothers and sisters, freely, willingly offer up.
是神的爱触摸他们的心。
It is the love of God that touched their heart.
他们自己真实的经历到我们所信靠的神是真神是活神。
It's that they themselves truly experience that the God that they believe in, we believe in, is the one true living God.
下一幅图画,
next picture.
我们不但这个谈，感谢主, 我今天早上收到, 柬埔寨给我的信息, 已经昨天确定, 哪一个的工程队承接建这个堂, 已经签了合约, 准备动土了。
And so thank the Lord that yesterday morning I just received news from Cambodia that they already signed a contract with a construction group to build the building.
月神许可,
God willing, the church will the building will be complete tomorrow next year.
我们剩下那一部分,
so the remainder of the funds, we do not know where it will come from. However, we know that God will never let things just fall to
wayside.
The blessing He gives will always be more than what we could hope for, what we could want.
还有一幅地,
so there's another vacant lot.
本来这幅地是 最早有人奉献出来的,
so this lot was actually offered up at the earliest.
因为这幅地要建立一个柬埔寨门徒训练中心,
because we wanted to build a Cambodian training place.
我们在那里种菜自己吃,
and we would plant crops there for to feed ourselves.
然后呢, 弟兄姊妹一起的就是做学习做门徒的住在一起。
And then brother and sister will learn how to become disciples and living and working together. So the plan, the original plan was to build this building first.
但是神就上一次我从这里回去之后就收到那个姊妹说要奉献那一幅地，所以已经在那边只能是先做那一个，因为现成做好的了。
And so the last time when I was with you guys, I received news that the sister was offering up that vacant lot for that purpose.
我们等建好就是另外一个堂，这个堂就是我们建堂之后就是来做一个的门徒训练。
And so we were waiting for another church building to be complete before we build the training building here.
这些都是神赐给我们的。
So all these things are given to us by God.
不是我们想要的。
It's not something that we wanted.
但是神的恩典就是这么真实的，来交托给我们这些卑微的、这些不配的人手上做他的管家。But
that's how real God is. That He gave these things to He asked us, these humble people like us, to be the small people like us, to become His housekeepers.
我们只能是一步一步的跟随主。And
so we just follow Him step by step.
每一步来学习主耶稣在我们里面的带领。
And learning from His guidance each step of the way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
要得一个丰盛的生命,
to have an abundant life,
我们不能停留在初期的阶段,
we can't just remain in the initial stage.
我们一定要学习做主的门徒,
we have to learn to become disciples of the Lord.
做了主的门徒, 我们要真的把自己奉献给主。
In order to become a disciple of the Lord, we must offer ourselves to Him.
我们要出去,
and we need to go out,
使万民,
and make disciples of all the nations.
求主在我们生命里面,
and the Lord, in our lives, receive the glory and worship that's due to Him.
我们低头祷告,
let's pray.
主我们坚定地相信,
Lord, we truly believe that
你不偏待人,
you're not partial.
主啊求你在我们教会当中,
and we pray that in our church,
may you
raise up even more servants that's fitting for you.
好让我们能够行在你的旨意当中,
so that we may work, we may walk in your will.
体贴父你的心意,
and to know the mind and heart of the Father of Heaven.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
荣耀归给你,
may all glory be unto you.
我们这样同心合一祷告,
we pray this to, in one voice.
侍奉我主耶稣得胜名求,
we pray this in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.